The five-year agreement provides Island Ventures LLC owner John Murgis with a piece of city land near the Department of Natural Resources boat ramp at the Scow Bay turnaround. Murgis uses a large vessel hydraulic trailer to haul boats out of the water and across the highway to an upland storage area that he owns. The 9,300 square feet at the turnaround gives him a better place to store his trailer as well as space for storage and maintenance of some boats. One of Murgis's competitors, Petersburg Shipwrights owner Frank Townsend, addressed the council with several objections. Among other issues, he did not think the lease's prohibition on environmental discharges was realistic.
The first thing that goes on when you go up a ramp is the bilge pump. And if it's not on a switch, it's a problem. And if it's on DNR property, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure who's going to clean it up. If it's on city property, I know who's going to clean it up. And Mr. Murgis is not going to have any environmental discharges on his land. And I really don't believe that's possible.
Townsend said he was also interested in leasing the land, which he thought was worth more than the proposed rent of $4,000 a year. He objected to an earlier council decision not to offer the land at public auction. Townsend also worried the lease would block access for other businesses. Instead of the lease, he suggested the city rent individual spaces for boats. Island Ventures' John Murgis told the council he was enthused to hear from another marine services business that's interested in using the turnaround. He stressed that he wanted to cooperate with other businesses. He pointed out that the agreement allowed the council to change or cancel the lease with 90 days' notice.
My lease application does not allow any permanent improvements, and so you would be able to modify that lease if the council felt it in the best interest, and I would encourage you to do so if it could accommodate other business development there. And just to see another shipwright service interested in this gets me very enthused. So I'd like to see more people get interested in it.
For their part, the councilors had several concerns, one of which was that the area not be used for long-term vessel storage unless those vessels were undergoing repairs or maintenance. Councilor Dan Hickman.
I have to tell you that if it's my vote, I'm going to have to go with, I want it developed as a work area so everybody will prosper in the city, all the tradesmen. I don't think we should be storing things there, including the boats that are currently there. It's not a storage area. We're not set up to even do that.
The lease does not prohibit boat storage, and Murgis explained that he hoped to provide seasonal storage for some larger boats that cannot be moved across the highway. The issue is somewhat complicated by the fact that the Petersburg Economic Development Council is currently working to develop a broader marine services plan for the Scow Bay turnaround. The nonprofit group has proposed a conceptual plan that the city council approved this summer. The group has just organized a new steering committee for the project, which includes members of PEDC and the city's harbor board and the Planning and Zoning Commission. Councilor Rick Braun and others suggested the committee should take a look at the lease issue.
Because I feel inadequate to decide on this, because there's so many factors. Ever since John bought that trailer and we started parking boats on there, it just changed everything about that whole turnaround. There's circumstances that we have to address there that we haven't looked at before. And these other committees, PEDC, Harbor, and Planning and Zoning, possibly they could shine some expert advice on it.
The Island Ventures lease has been in the works for several years. The company is currently operating at the turnaround under an informal agreement with the previous city manager. The lease would formalize things and allow John Murgis to take responsibility for the lease property. The Planning and Zoning Commission and more recently the Harbor Board have both recommended the council approve the agreement. The Economic Development Council has not taken a position for or against the lease itself, but the group has expressed support for allowing the use of the turnaround for boat haul out and maintenance businesses. Commercial gillnetter George Mintel is one of Murgis's customers. He emphasized that the business filled local need, and he urged the council not to delay the lease.
As a fisherman, I want to see something happen, and I want to see it happen as soon as possible. And I think you should consider this before you decide that you're going to manage it or the harbor is going to manage it. We have somebody here right now that's ready to step up to the plate and do it. If it doesn't work out, the way I understand it, there's a clause to kick them out in 90 days. I just think we need to proceed with this. And if I was John, I would have given up a long time ago.
The bottom line for Mayor Al Dwyer was that the council would retain the ability to change the lease in the future.
You know, I'm going to vote for it because it's not chiseled in stone, as I like to say. You know, in 90 days, we can change it. If the scoping committee comes up with a plan that doesn't have John in it, then John's out, and he knows that, and he's willing to take that chance.
Despite this, the councilors still had some mixed feelings. They approved two lease amendments. One specifically prohibits power washing on the property, and the other requires the site be tested for contaminants before and after the lease. Ultimately, the council did vote 5-1 to approve the amended agreement. Dan Hickman was opposed. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.